This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To listen in a free country to a free radio program. How about that? And get more than your money's worth from the DJV crowd. Time for you to read and write and writh. You know, remember that? Reading and writing and arithmetic. How many people remember that?
Sure.
Nobody.
I mean, I had that? Those things in school, but
yes. Yeah, people talk about the three R's.
Yes, they do. Right. Are you sure that you, Kara, don't know about the three R's?
Like Victoria, I learned those things, but we did not learn it via the
three R's. I thought it was arithmetic.
Arithmetic? Well, but there was a certain amount of political license, or not political, but license. We take license. There are not many licenses granted here on this program because I would like to have everybody on the same page as far as grammar is concerned, reading, and the skills that go with reading and understanding. That sort of thing is
so
important.
Let's start it off incorrectly by spelling arithmetic wrong.
Right.
Oh, whoa. There we have. All right. Weekend report. Ladies, what was the best thing? Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Nobody got married this weekend. Let me check, make sure. But no
I'm
one
sure
got
somebody did.
Yeah. Nobody. Well,
oh, yeah.
Of the three. Well, wait a minute. Victoria, this could be. Kara, this could be. The big announcement, Jennifer eloped. Want to start that rumor?
If you'd like, yeah, go ahead. Yeah. It'd be weird for me to start that rumor because, like, it didn't happen. But, you know, if you guys want to.
Fake news number one item of the weekend is that Jennifer Horn got married to Monica Lewinsky. Hooray!
Wow.
I've always had my eye on her.
Yeah, yeah, really. All right, so what did
she
you
dig
do?
Out that blue dress for the wedding ceremony?
Yeah.
It's the only way I'd marry her. Right. Let's see, my highlight this weekend. Oh, I got to celebrate my great friend Courtney's birthday. Yeah. On Friday, we went to Malibu Wines. It was very, very, very hot. Yeah. It's been very, very, very hot all weekend here in Southern California.
So I understand.
However, yes. Your makeup was flawless. I saw the pictures.
Oh, that was from a couple. That was from a while ago.
Oh, okay.
My makeup on say, Friday was probably melting. Melted off.
Melted off, eh? All right. So that takes care of Jennifer. What about you, Victoria? What did you do to celebrate post-nuptials? Isn't that an interesting word? Nuptials.
Post-nup. Yeah, post-nup. Prenup and post-nup. What is post-nup? I don't know. I never thought about that. No, we just had a really mellow weekend, which is nice. We just sat by the pool and hung out with my brother and his girlfriend, and that was it. It was really nice.
Hung by the pool. Where's the pool?
At my parents' place.
Ah, okay. And Kara, did you hung by the good
I did. Kara, I hung by the pool. It's a toss-up. I did a lot of fun stuff this weekend. I saw my niece, who's 2.5 months now.
She's so cute.
I saw her for a couple hours and the rest of my family, which was fun. And then one of my friends is actually living in Jordan for work, and she's getting transferred to Turkey. So she was back here for a couple days, so I hung out with her and some other friends. And then on Sunday, I went to the pool all day, and it was fabulous.
Fabulous! All day? What do you do with the pool
all
day?
Not all day, but I was there for a couple hours. It was great. Yeah.
Okay.
What did you do?
That sounds like a very accomplished. I baled a lot of hay, was thankful for the beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. Yesterday morning, I left here about this time, maybe a little bit later. I went to pick up a tractor on a farm about 50 miles from here. And I got on the Mass Turnpike, and I realized how great it is to be alive. Opened the windows, and turned on the radio and listened to the truck and its diesel engine overpower the radio and made a few phone calls, just basically giving thanks for how beautiful, wonderful it was. It's just, there's so many things that make life so good that it's really almost impossible to get wrapped up in whatever silly stuff there is otherwise going on in the world. And sometimes there are serious things going on, but for example, in California, a lot of wildfires, Jennifer. What's the update on that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of wildfires. I think more, I mean, if you're talking about what impacted me personally over the weekend, on Saturday night, as I was heading out to dinner, I was up going up into Malibu Canyon. I noticed this big fire that was pouring out. I kind of thought maybe it was a house fire, but I found out it was actually the DWP, the Department of Water and Power in Northridge, and it
the
knocked
water
out.
Water department's on fire?
It knocked out the entire San Fernando Valley. So,
wow. Let me get this straight, though.
My company, CRN, we were without power for almost overnight, I think, from like 7 to 7, basically.
Really?
Really big problems for a lot of people. 150,000 customers were without power on Saturday.
Jeez.
But it wasn't where the water comes from, it's just the water.
Sure
office.
Was. The Department of Water and Power.
Yeah, really? The water department on fire.
It was one of the transformers. Yeah, it blew.
Ah. Well, I hope that that gets straightened
out. Is it under control now?
Yeah, they were able to. I mean, they got the fire out pretty quickly, but then,
right. But then all
you
the
have
other
to deal with what to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the reason that it blew was because it was so overloaded, because Friday and Saturday, we were seeing temperatures in like 114 degrees. It was very
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's very
wow.
Southwest this weekend. All right, so maybe that's the reason that a brawl broke out on a Delta flight. This is your airline report for today. Delta flight's passenger tried to pry open the emergency exit door while the plane was in midair.
Eef.
Took a couple of passengers and a couple of flight attendants to subdue this guy. 23-year-old Joseph Daniel Hudek, H-U-D-E-K. He asked for a beer before takeoff. It was the flight from Seattle to Beijing that they run every day. Attendants on the flight said he had no other alcoholic drinks and didn't appear to be intoxicated before he took the beer. An hour into the flight, he was, by the way, sitting in the first class section. Got up to go to the bathroom. Then he got up again. Right after he went to the bathroom, he went back again. And then he went back again. And then he asked the flight attendant a question before he sprinted toward the emergency door, grabbed the handle, and tried to open it.
Oh. I thought he tried to get into the cockpit.
He punched one of the passengers in the face, hit another one
would.
Over the head with a wine bottle.
Oh, my God.
He was trying to get out of the plane. So, obviously,
jeez.
The plane turned around and went back to
Seattle.
So, was
he doing drugs in the bathroom? Was he always planning on doing this? Do we know anything else?
He was related to somebody who works for the airline. That means he was flying on a pass. That's all I can tell you by the looks of the
Well, he'll have some serious jail time ahead of him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did anybody see the Amelia Earhart story last night? I was thinking about
watching it. I really wanted to watch it, but I didn't. I forgot about it, actually.
Hmm. Yeah, me too. I wanted to see it. It'll probably rerun, right? I didn't, but I wanted to.
It'll rerun. Absolutely. Yep. Let's see here. What other... I just thinking about flying. My mind's on flying at the moment. And all the people that are taking trips, this is a great time of year. I'm going to California next weekend and spend some time. That was the other highlight of the weekend. FaceTime. I finally figured out... I've been using it for about a month or so. And Miles called to wave, and I was driving across town at the time delivering a load of hay, and so I'm bouncing around in the truck, and Miles said, "What's wrong, Gramps? What's wrong, Gramps?" There's nothing wrong with Gramps. I couldn't hold. I'm not used to the FaceTime. You got to hold the phone in front of your face. That's the idea of FaceTime, right?
Safe while driving a giant truck.
Well, the truck, and I had a 40-foot trailer behind me.
Oh, my God. Even better.
I had been bouncing around. And anyway, it was kind of a... It was, but it's so much fun to do that. Yeah, technology, we talk about it, and I get myself all worked up about it. Oftentimes, the business of, you know, having your mind not on what you're driving. But I could not take the call, for heaven's sake. I did pull over for a minute. A fight between five women aboard a Spirit flight captured on a cell phone. Did you see that one?
No. I did not see that one.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the heat made everybody nuts this weekend all across the country.
There were two women that were drunk, and they began playing loud music during a flight from Baltimore to Los Angeles.
Oh, boy.
Passenger complained one of the women held a boombox in the air and shouted, "What are you going to do about this?"
Where do you even get a boombox from now?
Spirit, why do people, like, travel with boomboxes on Spirit? What
why does anyone travel on Spirit? Is
no, but, like,
question.
I mean, is that a prereq to buy a ticket on Spirit? You have to have a boombox? I mean, this is not the first time.
Or, like,
time.
A VHS player or a cassette player or just anything from another decade.
I think if you're a Spirit client, it sort of goes hand in hand that you still own a boombox.
Well, it's kind of like a suit of some sort.
Right.
I'm not making jokes here, but it's kind of like you have to, it's like a city bus that flies. I mean,
Weird.
And then the woman who brought the 70-pound pig on the plane.
What?
It was a.
Oh.
But enough about her husband.
This woman brings a pig on a plane, and there's. What? That's got to be the beginning of some. It is.
I know.
And nobody noticed anything odd when she was walking through the airport with the 70-pound pig.
Did it have a service vest on? Was
yes.
it a service pig?
It was a service
that
pig.
That drives me crazy.
Oh, my God.
It was a service pig.
Jeez.
Okay.
You people and your fake service animals, get it together.
Well, at least the two drunk women, when they get to Los Angeles, they were drunk all the way on the flight, but they got arrested when they got off the plane in Los Angeles. I don't know about what happened to the pig. And actually, people who were sitting next to this lady, there's a video that's floating around. You can probably find it if you do a little research. The woman who sat next to this woman said that the pig was quieter and better behaved than most children on flights. So that'll encourage
that
those
may
of
be
you
true, but it doesn't change the fact that it's a pig.
Wow, where are you going to get pigs?
Yeah.
70-pound pig. That's a big pig.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. The woman's taking that's a very, very, very polite pig. To 19 after the hour, welcome to Monday.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
We use use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
She never saw herself as a West Coaster. Moved all the way 'cause her grandma told her town. Better swim.
Those of you who are Harry Styles fans who are sitting now at attention or standing at attention.
She's a good girl.
A little bit of moldy moldy in this.
She's a good girl.
This is called Sign of the Times.
This one is Caroline, and I got this one because I like this more than the other song she got.
Oh, okay. Christopher Nolan and actor Mark Rylance didn't know quite how famous Harry Styles was before filming the movie Dunkirk. And the young people in their lives, however, did. I don't think I was aware of how famous Harry was before casting him in the World War II movie Dunkirk. Nolan said that. I mean, my daughter had talked about him. My children talked about him. But I wasn't really that aware of him. So the truth is, I cast Harry because he fit the part wonderfully and earned a seat at the table. So is he another Harry Connick in terms of being multi-talented, do music and acting and all kinds of stuff like that?
Could be. This is his debut, so yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
Didn't Harry Connick start out in like a World War II movie
yep.
as well?
That's right. I made the reference. Yeah,
that's funny.
That.
Yeah, okay. I got that.
Yeah. Must be a Harry thing.
A Harry thing.
Oh, right.
this is, by the way, if you haven't seen the info on the movie, I think it comes out next week, doesn't it, Dunkirk?
I think it's the 21st. Is that right?
Okay.
So July 21st,
whatever,
yeah.
Two weeks.
Okay. So it's about the invasion at Dunkirk. It's very violent. You can tell by looking at the trailers. And I'm not sure what Harry Styles looks like, so I've seen the trailers and do recognize a number of younger actors.
He's a good-looking chap.
Is he?
Yeah,
good-looking chap.
Most of the, at least from what I've seen from the trailers, most of the younger guys in the movie are actually kind of unknowns. So there's a couple well-known guys, Tom Hardy and then Cillian Murphy and Kenneth Branagh, but everybody else, all the other young guys who play it are either extras or guys I've never heard of before.
Kenneth Branagh, I think, is a captain of a ship, is he not?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And then Tom Hardy is one of the pilots.
Yeah.
But it's so all the other guys in the movie kind of look similar. They've all got their hair shorn, like
they
cut
do.
Really short, and then they're all just wearing the uniform. So it's kind of cool that he's gonna have speaking lines because I've seen it in some of the trailers. But he's supposed to be another unknown, which is
so. How come Ed Sheeran didn't make it into the movie?
He's too busy doing Game of Thrones, isn't he, this year?
That's right. He is going to have a guest spot.
Yeah.
I also don't know if the ginger hair would mix in well with all of everybody else. Seems to be a brunette.
Like they cut everybody else's hair off. Aren't you impressed that I would ask that question? The two guys are sort of contemporaries and big on the pop list with the two of you ladies. I don't know.
Yes. Yeah.
Jennifer, are you a Harry Styles fan and an Ed Sheeran fan?
You know, I'm going to leave it up to the girls. I like them.
No.
Yes. I mean, I'm not a fan. I mean, it's not like I'm, you know, obsessed.
She's not rushing the stage, is what
right.
she's saying.
Jen's an adult. She's not swooning over little boys. Like
right. It makes me feel a little bad about myself, so I try to.
So, Harry, we could. Jennifer's always been hot for some of the people that are her age, and she's happy to talk about it. What about
which
you,
now
Tara?
Much more aging. Like, the people my age are now actually starting to pee on themselves, which makes them less hot.
<That's exciting. laughs> What about me, Doug?
Can we fix, what do you think, Victoria? Can we fix Kara up with Harry or Ed? Which one?
Well, I think I'd fix her up with Ed Sheeran, sure. Ed no problem.
I know why you're saying that. Ed Sheeran has a longtime girlfriend, and Harry Styles doesn't. And he's close. Well, actually, I don't know which one of
Victoria's
them is
just saving Harry Styles.
Yeah,
I know. That's exactly it.
But Victoria's married.
He's
now,
my hall pass.
So
doesn't matter. Married, not dead.
Yep.
listen to that. How trustworthy are you going to be?
How dare you?
Jeff is listening right now.
He might be. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jeff. You know what you're getting into? When you marry her, you marry us.
Trouble.
So you marry us. Yeah. Poor Jeff.
We're all going together. All right, so it's 20.
That's the first time I said that this weekend, by the way.
Really?
Poor Jeff.
28 past the hour on the DJB Experience.
This was all we used to need.
Other people can't have your experiences. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Sometimes when we are hurt by someone, we try really hard to incite other people to be equally as angry with that person. The problem with this approach, though, is that we cannot get others to have our same experiences. We can get others to empathize with us, however. And hey, isn't that our goal anyway? So, if your goal is to have others empathize with your struggles, then it's wise to know there's a more effective way to make this happen than trying to provoke others to share your same upsetting experiences. What you can do is learn to accurately express yourself. In other words, instead of needing others to be equally as angry, you can focus on trying to be clear about what hurt you and how you'd like someone to validate what you're experiencing. To learn how to express yourself accurately, visit drchristianconti.com.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen. That's me on the DJV experience. The DJV. The DJV show. Hello, 34 after the Monday. It is the 10th of July. The good news today out of the Centers for Disease Control is that opioid. When I first saw that, I was thinking of Opie. From the You Know What show.
Hello, Andy Opie. Griffith.
On the Andy Griffith show, yeah. Mm-hmm. Opioids.
Not the Opie I thought of, but
young
okay.
Opies. All right, so anyway, the story here is the amount of opioid prescriptions that were peaking 2010, 2011 in that area fell by 18% last year. And so it's not
it's
clear
about time.
If it's. Yeah. Well, but think about what the significance of this, what the hope here is that if the number of prescriptions that are actually provided is translated into the number of people who die from opioid-related drug overdoses, like 2 million Americans have got an addiction to opioids. Imagine that. Said again, Doug, opioids. I have a hard time even saying it. 2 million people out of 300, what does that turn out to be in terms of percentages?
Point. Well, that's just 2 million who are admitted right. addicts to opioids. That doesn't include all the other people who have moved on to heroin.
No. And that's really what...
And that's in the millions, too.
That's just the pill, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So what's the gateway drug to opioid? If you're...
There are people who walk into a doctor's office who have never used drugs in their life, and they get hooked on painkillers because the doctor either overprescribes them, that they let them stay on too long, or they just happen to have that gene in them that just makes them want to have more, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, you hear stories all the time about people who go in for real reasons and then just can't get off the medication.
You mean having a bad back, having pain in
surgery,
some area.
Usually.
Yeah, right. You get it as
post-surgery,
a,
yeah.
Yeah, right. Very dangerous.
Like Prince. I mean, Prince is the most famous example, probably. Mm-hmm. He had hip surgery. He was a Jehovah's Witness, never drank, never did drugs, got hooked on opioids, and that was it.
And never, even with his resources, he couldn't find somebody to help him get off. That's how serious it is. I don't know that that's an assumption. Did anybody follow that to see if he did, in fact, really try to get off of them? He did go to rehab, I remember that.
I thought that there was someone who checked on him that day at the house who was a drug counselor.
Well, I'm talking about in general. So to get to the point where he was, did he just let it happen or did he seek treatment?
I don't know.
That's the question.
Well, that's what I mean. There was someone who was a drug counselor who went to check on him. So he had contact with someone in that realm, but I don't know to what extent he was trying to be rehabilitated. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's just one of those things you wonder oftentimes because there's a lot of speculation in the various news media as to what is the gateway to this.
Yeah.
Is it tobacco? Is it marijuana? Is it alcohol? Or you said he did none of those things.
Yeah.
Prince did none of those things, and he still got hooked.
And like Jennifer said, normal people who've never had a pill in their life go in, have surgery, they get prescribed these pain pills, and then they're hooked. And it's interesting, Jen, that you mentioned the genetic connection. Mm-hmm. Last week we were all talking about 23andMe and genetic testing, and I remembered I came up positive as being I have at a very high risk for opioid and heroin addiction.
Oh, that's
luckily, I've never had an opioid in my life, and I will never, ever have one. I will just suffer through any pain that I endure. I will never go down that road knowing I have that gene.
Hmm.
I have some opioids. I'm trying to remember why they were prescribed for me. I had something done to me, and I really was in pain. I can't remember what it was, and I took one, and that was it. One
Good.
And done.
Yeah, it's when I injured my foot and I've had dental work and they'll give you, and this is, believe me, this is not a whole lot of anything, but when they give you Vicodin or something like that, times I've taken Vicodin.
That's what I had.
I hate it. Oh, my gosh. I take it. It makes you tired, kind of, but you can't sleep. I mean, or at least I can't. When I take Vicodin, all I can do is hear everything and just it doesn't actually allow me to rest. So I refuse it. Usually, if they ever offer it to me.
I don't think Vicodin's an opioid, though.
It's not. That's what I'm saying.
It's
the low end of the spectrum.
It's very addictive.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have my foot operated on this winter, and I'm told I will be in horrendous pain for about 4 or 5 days because they're going to basically rebuild my foot. And so there'll be something that will be given to me. So we just make sure that it is.
You know what? Are you having this done in California?
Yes.
I would highly recommend some edibles. Eat some cookies, some pot cookies. You won't be in any pain, and you'll sleep through it, and you won't be addicted. That's what I would honestly tell you to do. Get some medical marijuana. Yep. Get some edibles. Get some gummy bears, whatever you want.
Really?
And you won't feel the pain, and you'll sleep through it for four or five days.
My son talks about how people get onto that. My son's a drug counselor, so he's exposed to all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
All right. That's good advice. Thank
you. Is he going to counsel you on what drugs to take? Is that what you're
going to call them? One way or the other. So I asked a question about drinking and alcohol and that sort of thing because I saw something pretty interesting that's floating around. If you're a traveler and you go to Dubai or even in New York, there are new Madrid has a nap bar. Nap bar. It's named Siesta and Go. So you can pay for an hour. You can rent a bed to catch some Z's before you go back. Either you're going to work or you're going to take a plane or whatever it is. So this bar is a nap bar, not a drinking bar.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. If they actually keep it clean, and if you feel like you're getting new sheets and that it's a clean area, you're very, very smart.
Yep. Private bedrooms available, shared bedrooms available, slippers, nightshirts, on-site bar.
I didn't hear where you said this was going to be, but how genius would this be in airports? I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so great.
It's in the city of Dubai and in downtown New York, supposedly. Let's see here.
I think Madrid. I know you said Madrid. Madrid started it, right?
Because
they do, like, the countrywide siesta.
Yeah. Well, Italy does as well. Everybody takes a nap in Italy. Yeah. Right. So if you're a tourist, and you're in Spain, you can grab a glass of wine, Jen, take a nap.
sounds amazing.
Luggage is put away, and bingo, you're on your way. So it's a sign of the times. Don't we think that's kind of a sign of the times? Not a bad idea. It is.
I love it.
If I don't usually have a lot of time when I go catch a plane. I usually sort of down to the minute. But if I find myself in a place where I'm, let's say, catching another flight and going through an airport, I always go to the massage bar and spend 20 minutes or a half hour getting massage.
And like the chair massage?
No. Usually they have now facilities in most of the major airports where you can go and there's a masseuse, and for I think the half hour is $45, and you get whatever you want, your back, your neck,
whatever you want.
There's tables that you can go for an hour.
How about a massage and nap place? Because, I don't know, after you've had a massage, wouldn't it be nice to just drift off?
Yeah, just take a nap.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the idea is if you've had a massage, like me, you know, you go get in the plane, you just go to sleep. That I find it a nice way to, especially depending on how long the flight is and what else is going on in your
keeps
life.
Keeps everything moving.
Yeah, it does. 43 past the hour. Shall we do sports now, or we have a couple of important announcements, then we'll do the sports? Interesting, Peyton Manning's information is paramount. Jennifer will get to that. But let me tell you a story while I'm thinking about it. The story of what's happening here on the farm. I told you, I think, a few weeks ago about my new, this is kind of a new tool, or a new toy, maybe a little of both, the Champion Standby Generator. And it was great that bringing this sort of through installation, I decided on getting one after looking at all the competition. I saw there are three or four good brands, but most of them recommended what would have been overkill for what I needed, a bigger system and more expensive. The folks at Champion Power Equipment looked at the situation here with the house and the barn and things I needed on the farm, and they provided me with just the right size. This is a fully automatic generator. It has the longest warranty in the business. And to watch them install it, really kind of interesting, because it's gas-powered. There are a couple of little batteries that go with it. So when the power goes out, bingo, automatically, it starts right up. And you will not have a hiccup. The power continues with me. It's important that I have power because of the radio program. I need to know I'll be able to go on the air in all kinds of weather. And you'll feel the significant, I suppose maybe it's comfort. Is that, ladies, think that's a good word? You feel comfortable knowing that you're going to have something there to back you up, whether it's 22 below zero. In Jennifer's case, look at what she was just talking about, the power going out because the power company blew up. So, you know, there are all kinds of these things. And as it gets warmer and warmer and there's more, you have no idea what's going to happen in the future. And I don't mean this to sound like the doom and gloom guy, but under the circumstances, more and more people, The power grid is like the road system. It's not good enough. It's not up to date. So when things like yesterday happen in Los Angeles with the power system having so much, everybody's got their air conditioner on. Everybody's using the power. Everybody wants to stay cool. And boom! So hundreds of thousands of people, you could have been one of those people. And if you had a Champion Power generator standing by, you wouldn't have had a problem. Power, that's the important word. Generation. These are the market leaders in power generation. So I'm all set, or I will be shortly as the installation gets finished. You're going to be all set, too. Go online to championpowerequipment.com, or you can call them toll-free, 877-338-0999. Speak to a standby professional. Provide you with a free quote on your home standby generator after they find out what your needs are, what the house is like, how much power you run, how big is the house, that sort of thing. Visit their website, championpowerequipment.com, championpowerequipment.com, all one word, championpowerequipment.com, or call them at 877-338-0999. Don't get caught in a bad situation.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
All right, so Jen, Peyton Manning involved in a scandal. What in the world is going on?
Yeah, if you Patriots fans, you'll love this one. It turns out that the team that sparked Deflategate, the Indianapolis Colts, also happened to be engaging in a little bit of rule bending of their own. According to Colts offensive tackle Tariq Glenn, Peyton Manning's old protector told the Indy Star that during Manning's rookie season, offensive line coach Howard Mudd had the line wearing hearing aids to help drown out crowd noise on the road. He said, quote, "We were playing on the road. It might have been Peyton's rookie year and it was really loud. Peyton hadn't mastered the silent count, so the offensive line coach Howard Mudd had us wearing these hearing aids that were supposed to muffle the crowd while projecting the quarterback's voice. Peyton said hike and I didn't hear him. Everybody moved out. He was still at the line of scrimmage. He said my man ran right by me. I turned around and yelled to Peyton, watch out. He didn't hear me and he got sacked. When he got back to the huddle, I told him I had yelled. He said you couldn't hear me. What makes you think I could hear you? He thought that was pretty funny. Peyton didn't think it was funny, however, but they laugh about it today. So using an unauthorized communication device is illegal in the game of football, and in light of Tariq Glenn's admission, fans are now wondering for how long, or if it was just during Manning's rookie year that this system was used. What was meant to be kind of a funny anecdote may have very well turned into a full-on investigation. Angry fans say the NFL has to at least look into the story now because of what that would have given the Colts a bigger advantage than maybe even Tom Brady enjoyed from letting some air out of his footballs.
So his name is Mudd, then, this guy.
That's right, Howard Mudd.
His name is Mudd. All right. Victoria Caroline Wozniak is an aunt.
Well, she's excited to be an aunt to Serena Williams' baby. She said in a press conference after winning her third-round match at Wimbledon that she got a question about whether or not she'd be the honorary aunt for her good friend Serena's baby, and she said with a big smile on her face, "I think I'm a great babysitter." I'm not sure she agrees. She's already set some rules that I'm not allowed to do. I usually have candy around the house, and that's not allowed anymore. So she said, "I'm going to follow her rules, but we'll see."
Wow. How important is that, ladies and gentlemen? 10 before the hour.
This
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Past the hour now, an appropriate time for us to get caught up on the technology news of the day. So I got a couple of hotties here. And that's after Jennifer. No, never mind. Victoria. Would you be offended if somebody referred to you as a hottie?
Victoria? No, I would love it.
Oh, you would? Okay.
Yeah.
It depends on who it is, though, don't you think?
No, I think it's a compliment anyway.
Oh, okay.
Who doesn't want to be considered hot?
Yeah. All right. There we have it, ladies and gentlemen. The hot story of the day is that there are two hotties here among us. Snapchat has something new as well. This is Snapchat. I was talking to a friend yesterday who is big into social media, who told me that Facebook was back into prominence, you know, sort of dipped up and down,
true,
a lot of attention.
Yep.
But how is Snapchat fitting into? Do they belong to Facebook? Do I remember that?
No, they're on their own thing. Which they just went public.
Public last year.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's up with them?
Well, of course, the key to posting a great photo on any social media platform is to have a really interesting backdrop. And that's something that people strive for. They see an interesting wall or a tile pattern or whatever, and you see this a lot on social media. So Snapchat has now caught on to this trend, and they've decided to make it even easier for you. They have a whole new series of backdrops that you can take your picture anywhere and then add the backdrop that you want. Everything from simple things like geometric overlays holidays to fire emojis, strawberries in the summer patch. I mean, really interesting. You just go and pick whatever is going to make your picture really pop. And it's free. It's a free update. And it's on there right now. And it's very easy to do. You just draw a little outline around the pictures, and then you pop the backdrop on it, and that's it. They're also launching something that could be dangerous for your wallet. You can now shop other people's snaps, which is interesting, with a direct link to a celebrity's website for their clothing line or makeup line or whatever. And this is something that Snapchat is doing better than Instagram. Instagram doesn't allow a link to be posted with the picture. You have to go back up to the person's profile and then copy the link and paste it. It's a lot of work, and I don't know why Instagram insists on doing it that way, but Snapchat wants you to be able to click a picture and go right to whatever the website is to shop. So it will definitely be a hit to our wallets.
So I confused Instagram and Snapchat. Instagram belongs to Facebook. Facebook belongs to...
Correct. Facebook owns Instagram.
Right. Okay, so now let's turn this next page over to Instagram and find out why would they not do what Snapchat is. Maybe they just haven't thought about it. Will they do it because the competition will require they do it? What do you think?
Well, you know, Instagram traditionally has followed the lead of Snapchat, and pretty much everything that Snapchat has, Instagram now has as well, whether it's going live or stories and filters and things like that. I would not be surprised if shopping takes off on Snapchat. I would not be surprised if Instagram does it next. They do seem to be one step behind.
Is this an Amazon kind of thing when you talk about shopping? Is it that?
Direct link to a website where you can buy everything that's pictured in the snap. So if it's a picture of, you know, a celebrity with their new T-shirt line, you could just click on the link and you can buy the T-shirt.
Somebody with a pair of glasses?
You can buy the glasses. Yep. If they're Warby Parkers
or whatever.
How are you
going to know what they are, though?
Because they're identified. So once you click on the link to shop the snap, you'll be able to see she's wearing, you know, this type of sunglasses and this purse and things like that. It'll all be broken down.
All right. What's going on at Instagram in other areas?
Well, Instagram over the weekend had a rough time. They had a bug, and I don't know if it was a hack. They haven't said that, but they certainly had a pretty bad bug where most people logged on and found that their account was completely gone. And it freaked a lot of people out. They didn't know if all their pictures had been deleted, if their account had been deleted. So Instagram said it was only a small percentage of people who had this problem, but I had problems with it all weekend long. So they say now they have fixed the bug.
I kept getting announcements for some reason that people were going to my Instagram account and seeing things, and is that
liking
normal?
Your page? Yeah. That's called notifications. You can turn that off if you don't want to see that. Every time someone likes one of your pictures, you don't have to see that notification if you don't want to.
I just go to the setup page, or I get my daughter do it when I'm in California.
Yes, that's true too. Miles could probably do it.
Miles probably. Yeah, you're right. So let's see here. There's a free online place I was going to send this. I love to look at useful websites.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place online where you can learn French, German, Italian, and Spanish. It's actually something sponsored by the BBC. The BBC. BBC.co.uk/languages. All right? BBC.co.uk/languages. If you want to learn any of those languages, free. 59 past the hour.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.